Hello and welcome to another rousing episode of What the Truck, wheeling out your mobile food options. Here's today's fun fact of the show. Raw horse meat, octopus meat, and whale meat are some of the most popular meats in Japan, according to Buzzle.com. I don't know if that brings comfort or not, but I know my guests brings comfort with their food. Here I welcome Chizuru Abraham and Dennis Dukesher from Okamoto Food Truck.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm going to dive straight with this. Okamoto Food Truck. How did you get the name?
My name is Abraham, but Okamoto is my maiden name. So if we didn't put Okamoto for truck, nobody knows we are serving Japanese food.
Yeah, it's appetizing to say, oh, I want to go eat some Japanese comfort food from the Abraham truck. Yeah. That's always an interesting way to say, oh, I want some that's actually a pretty good move, right, that one. Yes. So how did this all start, the food truck?
I've been working in the food industry for a little bit, and I've been cooking since I was like super little. And I've been feeding my husband for a long time, and he always appreciated my food. And he wanted to have like a business with me. And he has another job, actually. He has like a visual effect. He's an artist.
Oh.
So, and what we could do together.
Oh. Oh, that's pretty good. That's kind of cool. So you've worked in so you did culinary arts professionally?
Yeah, I graduated from Cordon Bleu, and I worked at the restaurant, Japanese restaurant under Nobu, and I have experience. Mm. And and my husband is, like I said, he's designed a lot, so he's designing our food truck, and the concept is his.
Oh, all
thing.
That.
Yeah.
Even the nice little girl you have right here as that's always on the truck?
Yes, she is actually our
mascot.
Oh. And her name is Haru-chan.
Oh, Haru-chan.
Yeah, and we actually asked the Japanese creator to draw that our mascot from the beginning, scratch.
Oh, yep. That's awesome. Oh my goodness, I really like the whole business cards that I have here and the menu right now. Oh, it looks so comforting. I'll save you all for later. Don't worry. So, what made you want to do a Japanese comfort food truck?
Was there a reason why you chose the truck instead of a restaurant?
We didn't have enough money to start having a business, restaurant. That's why we picked starting. Yeah.
Mm. So in the beginning, what difficulties did you have starting as a food truck?
We didn't have any information, no knowledge.
Oh.
And like I said, I know how to cook, but we didn't know how to run the business.
So
that part was really hard for us.
So with that, when you got on your feet, what did you learn from the hardships that you had?
Well, a lot of things in this industry and that we didn't know. Like we had to book for lunch spot. We didn't know. Like we could park on the street and crash in the location, but it's actually hard.
Yeah, it is.
Especially like a busy spot, we have to book through Booker or something like this.
That's pretty interesting right there. How often do you use social media to show where you're at or?
Every day.
Mm.
Not only one time, twice, three times, four times a day.
Mm. That's always good. Now, tell me, how long does it take to prep the food?
Depend on the food. So like a curry need 3 days to finish.
3 days?
Yep.
Wait, why 3 days?
Because I'm making my curry from scratch. Like I'm making my curry powder from myself and making roux, making like a sauteed onion, everything.
Wow.
So need a lot of steps.
Oh, so would you be able to tell me what's in your curry, or is that like a secret right there?
It's super secret.
Super secret? Ooh. How spicy is your curry?
Medium spice. Because, you know, some people really like spicy food and some people couldn't. So I try to like put the moderate heat. But if somebody asks, I put the more like a spicy thing. But I prefer to eat as it is because I made a balance for that spiciness. So
that is really true. So you do everything just handmade, scratch everything.
Yeah.
So because I saw that you have the Nanan burger, you use a brioche bun.
Mm-hmm.
What made that decision to use brioche?
The one gastropub my husband and I go, they use the same brioche bun, and we really love their burger, and my husband fell in love with the bun.
Oh.
Yeah. Then we asked the owner what kind of bread did they guys using, and we got the information from them, and that's why.
Oh yeah, and that brioche bun always brings a nice crunch to the food right there.
Yes.
Speaking of your husband, how did you two meet?
I was born and raised in Tokyo, Japan, and when my husband was younger, I was younger too, but he went to Japan to study Japanese. And that time, we met in Tokyo. Then, yeah, he got sick and he had to come back here, and he brought me here, something like this.
Oh, that's nice. And he couldn't make it, could he, today?
Yeah, he had to deal with other things, so.
Yeah, but he's here in spirit. He's here in spirit.
Yep.
And from speaking with you outside of this little thing, you told me that he took Japanese classes here at Pierce?
Yes, long time ago.
Long time ago?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting right there. It's like he went from taking Japanese classes here in Pierce and then just went to Japan to study Japanese.
No, after he took a course, Japanese course here, he had like a blank to study Japanese.
Oh.
Yeah, then he was focusing on studying designing.
Okay.
Then he got dislocated shoulder. And he couldn't do anything, so then he had time, so he went back to study Japanese.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what inspired like these types of food combinations? Because you have cheese mochi sticks and other things. What inspired like the takes of the food that you do?
Our theme is classic and contemporary. So, for example, like Okamoto curry is super classic Japanese dish. And to convert to contemporary style, we also serve that Okamoto using the same curry for katsu curry sandwich. So it's not a spoon and fork dish. We could eat with our hands. So something like this. So cheese mochi is also, we are eating mochi, very classic way, but I transform to contemporary way.
Yeah, so it's like ease of eating the food. Just like pick up and go. It's like, I want to have curry. Oh, here's this one. But if you want it to go, here's this portion right here.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing right now. So how long have you been in business?
We opened 2015, July 1st. So more than 2 years now. Two years and a half.
Because I see that you're, because of the whole Japanese aspect, how often do you go to anime conventions for serving food?
We started serving our food at the AX since last year. Because we wanted to go to three years ago, but we just opened and we were not ready for the battle.
Oh yeah, it's a big.
Yeah.
For the people that don't know what AX stands for, it stands for Anime Expo, mm-hmm. a convention that happens in the LA Convention Center. It's one of the biggest anime conventions in, I think, United States for currently, yeah. Yeah. because in Japan, we can't be Japan. We can't be where they originated. No, we can't. Comic Cat is huge. Yep. Oh, if you want to know what Comic Cat is, Google it. it's about food right now. Oh, God. So, for all the ingredients that you get, where do you go shopping for the ingredients?
Everywhere. We have specific vendors. And, of course, go to restaurant depots. And sometimes when we run out of small things, stop by Ralph's.
Oh, Ralph's, plug in. Shameless plug in.
So, everywhere.
So, you just shop wherever it happens.
Yeah. Or, like, for spices, sometimes I have to buy online from New York or something. So.
Do you go, like, to Marakai market as well? Like, the Japanese markets to get, like, other types of things, like sauces that you need or...
For emergency, yes.
For emergencies, yeah. Okay. So, it's like, oh, I have my supplier here, but if I need emergency...
Yeah.
Go down there.
We use the same vendor as Marukai.
Oh.
So we are buying a bit in bulk, but sometimes when we run out of something, yeah, we stop by Marukai.
Oh. See? Another plug-in, Marukai. But now I'm curious, what is your most popular item?
I would say katsukari sandwich and Okamoto curry.
So basically the curry is what's the star right here. Yeah. Which, curry does sound good right now. It's a nice brisk day out there. It's a nice warmth. It's nice for the stomach. Ooh, yes. In the later future, have you ever thought of, like, opening a restaurant?
We are planning. And my husband is a businessman. And he wants to spread out our business more and more. So if we have opportunity, we would like to open somewhere and not in California or even hope in Japan. Something like that.
Oh, that'd be interesting. It's like, oh, we're gonna go to Japan with the comfort food. And it's like, no, because it's inventive what you have here, honestly. Like, how much do you sell a day of the items that you make?
Depend on the day and the area, so it's hard to say.
How much curry do you go through a day?
If I don't stop, we sell a lot. But to catch up to make, I have to make limited a day. So I would say 20 orders maximum.
Wow, 20 orders maximum of curry. Ooh, dang, that's pretty awesome right there. I applaud to you, honestly. Making it from scratch, too. Wow. Wait, how long is the... Well, you said it was 3 days. Mm-hmm. Like, dang, I can't even ask for the whole secret. It's a secret right there. It's like, I want to know, but it comes...
A lot of ingredients are there, so, and you need a process. That's why
it
takes a long time.
Because I see also in your menu, you can also make it vegan.
Yes.
Like, would you like to, like... elaborate more on how you make it vegan, your items?
Yeah, and I used to work at the vegan restaurant a little bit, so I know about the vegan food. I'm not vegan myself, but I know. So, for example, so namban sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
We use brioche bun for regular style, but instead of brioche bun, brioche bun has butter and eggs, so we can't use it. So instead of using brioche bun, we use rice buns.
Rice buns.
Like spicy tuna?
Uh-huh. There we go. Oh, there you go. Yeah. There's the rice buns. Ooh.
And we can't, for vegan people, we can't serve meat, of course. So we use, instead of chicken, we use tofu. Mm-hmm. And tartar sauce has mayo in it. So we can't serve tartar sauce. But if we have big order, I would use vegan mayo for making tartar sauce or something like this.
Ooh, so basically anything on your menu can be turned into vegetarian or vegan.
Not everything. Well, like a curry, it's impossible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But some items, yes.
But some items, so would you actually make like a dish that is pure vegan in the future? Like just it's only vegan?
Poke soba with tofu is pure vegan.
Oh. So alterations will be the key for your vegan and vegetarians. So, no, if you go to Okamoto, you have options. Wait, actually, do you do gluten-free?
I could, but I have to get the notice in advance because most soy sauce has gluten. And yes, we have gluten-free soy sauce.
Wait. Okay, that one I did not know. And I do know a lot about different foods. Mm-hmm. I did not know soy sauce has gluten in it.
Yes. So gluten-free soy sauce is more expensive. Yeah. And if I, most, you know, Japanese food use soy sauce. So if I get the notice in advance, I use gluten-free soy sauce. Ooh. Then I could serve gluten-free food.
So just in advance for gluten-free.
But yes, but not everything, limited items,
Oh, okay. So, yeah, which I'm glad that you said that. It's like, it makes me happy that you have options for everybody. That's just great to hear, honestly. I'm kind of curious what your thoughts on what advice would you give to, like, up-and-coming food truck, like, entrepreneurs who want to open a new food truck? What advice would you give them?
Make friends.
Make friends?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Very, food truck business is very, like, a small community. And very difficult to deal with other trucks sometimes. It's very kind of mafia relationship. So to not make enemy, make friends.
Oh. Has Okamoto Food Truck ever made enemies? Or how many friends do you have? Or in that sense, like, how many friends do you have, like, accumulated that you make, collaborations?
We have a lot of friends. And all truckers are not friendly. So we try to be nice, but something sometimes happens. So, well, we have a lot of friends and a lot of enemies too.
Well, it comes with the territory.
Yeah, just be nice and,
Have you ever done, like, collaborations with restaurants that are just right there that you park in front of at times?
Not the restaurant, but when we go to, like, a brewery. Those places don't have food, so they serve their beer and we serve our food. Or like in Little Tokyo, 82, the game. And 82, they have like a drink and the game, no food. Or last time, this October, we collaborated with Omo Cat. That, do you know?
No, actually, I've never heard of that.
And it's like a brand, and one Asian, talented Asian girl makes like anime-ish, how should I say? Little bit goth.
Merchandise.
And they had like a party. Ooh. And we served the food for the party.
Ooh.
It was a really good event.
Oh, wow. That's pretty awesome there. Because one thing I'm learning is breweries plus fruit trucks equals yes.
Yes.
It's always amazing. Everybody I've interviewed is like, oh, we go to breweries. I'm like, there's a theme here. Breweries plus food trucks equals yes. All the yes. Oh, my goodness. Like, looking at this menu is still making me hungry. It's like, huh, wait. You also deliver?
Yes, we do.
Oh, wow. You deliver through Eat24, Grubhub, Uber Eats, and DoorDash?
Yes.
Oh, wow. How did that start?
Especially winter, people don't come outside. So we need a customer. That's the reason we started delivery system. And the other reason is my husband thought no food truck. Any truck doesn't deliver system, so why don't we start doing it?
Oh, that's pretty smart right there, because I have never heard of a food truck doing food deliveries with the other companies like that. It's like, oh, you have to find us on social media. So is there like a limit of where you're delivering, or is it like based off where you're from that's the limit?
Yes. So delivery system, on Monday, we deliver Woodland Hills. And Chatsworth? No, not yet. Yeah, Woodland Hills. And on Tuesday night, we have Sherman Oaks spot. And we deliver the night and Wednesday, Burbank. Yeah. Delivery. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Alrighty. This would be where I plug in the segment of Yum. I still plug it in, but unfortunately, due to the whole fires around here, there is no food right now, but there is still shameless plugins. So if you would like to plug in your, like, social media, anything like that, like, whatever you have for, like, social media, maybe, like.
Our website is www.okamotokitchen.com. So if you go to the website, we have our schedule and what's going on or what we're serving right now. And we change menu pretty often. So you could check what we are serving or get more information.
And you could also get that updates via social media?
Yes. Like? Yeah, we are using FaceTime, Twitter, Instagram.
So
what's this? Yelp.
Oh, even Yelp. Ooh. So you have your nice right there. Will we be able to follow you through just Okamoto through Facebook, Twitter, yeah. Yelp, and
yes.
Instagram?
Yeah, Facebook is the best.
Oh, So that's where you keep it more constant on the updates?
Yes.
Like if you have a flat tire or something like that?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. That's always good to know right there. Like, and I still, the design on your business cards, I'm still happy with it. It just feels comforting.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Also, I still like the style of how your truck looks. Just that, the girl, Haru-chan, there you go. I was just remembering the name. It's like, Haru-chan. Oh, my goodness. I've always been whenever I see that, I'm like, oh, Okamoto's here. And I just look at her and I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's well drawn. Yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
And actually, my husband is planning to make more merchandise next year. And we already got a sample of keychain of Haru-chan. Ooh. And we are making Haru-chan's figure toy.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Now I'm kind of curious, how many trucks do you have out right now?
Two.
Two? Mm-hmm. Oh, and they just go spread out throughout the whole valley?
Yes, or not only valley. We go to like Santa Monica and Ventura County. Or sometimes we go to Vegas with our truck.
How did Vegas happen?
Well, there is a big event, which is Great American Foodie Festival.
Oh.
And we go there twice a year.
Okay, I have to write that down. American.
Great American Foodie Festival.
Great American
Foodie Festival.
Yes, I'm writing it down because I actually am curious about this as a person that loves food. It's like, yeah, because I've been through the LA Food Festival. That one's amazing right mm-hmm. there. Oh.
That's a very good event. That's why we go there twice a year.
Oh, it's like, it makes me want to go over there now. It's like, I want to try the food and just, oh, the flavors and everything. Oh, it's like, oh. Now I'm kind of curious, what is your plans for the future?
Making myself, my part is making food, so I want to create more unique food, contemporary and classic, and I want to introduce more food which is not famous here. That's my mission. Okay. And yeah, then my husband is want to spread out our business, so that's our plan.
So just spread out and make different dishes because I'm just waiting for someone to make natto popular.
Yes.
I love natto. Love natto. If you don't know what natto is, it's just fermented soybeans. It's good.
That's my favorite food, but I know nobody would buy it. That's why.
I know. It makes me sad, too. Yeah, I got introduced late. It's like, oh, that was just amazing, though. Well, I thank you for coming on, honestly. It's been an amazing time talking about basically everything here, honestly. You have a nice menu. You have a fun, a fun interactive website, just straight to the point.
Yeah.
And everything.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, I thank you for coming by. This was Okamoto Food Truck. We had Chizuru and Dennis here. And basically, this was What the Truck with your host, Mark Dionne. So with that, I sign off. This was Mark Dion reporting with KPCRadio.com.